I'd like to start up an easy here, feature a wonderful trombone section, and the talents of Matthew Guido on trombone and Chris Harrow on guitar. This is an exposition for trombones called Slideshow.
Thank you.
good taste. You heard Evan Glazer on piano. You didn't hear this. That family we hear out there has to be family. Or Paige Shills. Which is. We've tried to do a lot of different things here for you tonight. This next piece is a delightful jazz waltz, something you don't find very often. Beautifully constructed and well put together. It's a blues. And it features Rick Bear on tenor saxophone. And Mark, is it Izerlis? Izerlis? Nobody cares what your mother, your father, and you. Now he's going to destroy this tune just to get even with it. Features Mark, a wonderful player. And this features the tenor and the trombone. And Chris, you play some guitar on this? Or are you going to give the solo to him on this too? You're going to chicken out on this thing. Chris Terrell on the guitar. This is Lauren McClung's Blue for You. Thank you. I could.
Thank you. Let me introduce, if I may, because their names I understand are not on the program. I do these things occasionally. I did two or three of them last year, and I'm going to do a couple this year, Allstate says. And I have never had a scuffle with names like this crew. Where do you hear these names?
I'm not making any of them up, I promise you that. Gentlemen, as I call your name, stand up one at a time. Remain standing. They will not applaud until the whole section is introduced. They know that, but you didn't know that. This is Matthew Guido. You've already met him. This is Mark Zuckerman. This is Mark whatever it was. Gazerlis. Ed Leone. And Mike Wilizinski, our wonderful trombone section. In the trumpet section, we have Damien moved on. Let's see, we have Tony. You guys would screw it up, and now I don't name that one. Tony Speranza on trumpet. Now, this is the one I've scuffled on all day. Brian, here we go, Brian. Are you ready? I'm only going to say it once. Taluiki. Close. Mom out there said close. Listen, with what they've done with my name over the years, deserve is destroyed to you. No, that's good. Brian. Then we have Joe Delarata. And we have Damien Richardson. And we have, he's not too sure of it, but I do know that that's him. We have Eric Zarniak. How's that, Eric? And Cheryl Terwilliger, our wonderful friend. Thank you. You're going to meet some new faces here. You're going to meet Seth Kuhn on alto saxophone, Adam Glazer again on piano, Tony Speranza on trumpet. I think that pretty well covers it, doesn't it? The solo on this. I don't know how you can do a jazz concert and have any sense of history, any sense of what makes this music work best than to do a tune from the old Basie book. This is an arrangement done for our late great Count Basie by Sammy Nestico, features those young folks that I've named. And if they do real well, I'll introduce the saxophone section after this song. How sweet it is. allow me to introduce the saxophone section, as long as we have this incredible lull in the program anyway. Travis Martin on tenor saxophone. Rick, stand up, Travis. You can do that. I know you can. Rick Fair, tenor saxophone. You've met Keith Barkin. Or Kevin, sorry. No, it's Keith now. I just changed it. Stand up. You can do that. We've met Seth Kuhn and Pam Fights. Feats, as in, yes. Our saxophone set. Notice they're holding all these oddball instruments in their hands. It's a testament to the fine teaching that, of course, they're getting their doubles, flutes, clarinets, bass clarinets. This next piece is a wonderful illustration of how to use these instruments in very dynamic ways, I think. Les Hooper constructed a piece for a band I was leading some years ago, and when I commission a work, I do not define the work in any way. I don't usually have an agenda, just write what you wanted to write. This next piece is what he did, and it's a wonderful group of different kinds of styles and colorings, very different. I hope you enjoy it. It features Rick Fair on tenor saxophone and Joe Delarada, Mr. Cool. And he is cool. Just ask him. He looks just like my nephew, who's also a trumpet player, so I give him all kinds of grief. This is Les Hooper's Ulterior Motif. the rising stars, and we have many of them in this world of jazz. And it's most inspiring to hear what these guys have to say in their writing and their playing. This is just one of many guys that are doing a lot of wonderful things. His name is Matt Harris. This tune is called Mira, Mira, or what'd you call it? Mira, Mira? Yeah, well, what do I know? Mira, Mira.
Thank you.
a jazz concert without doing the music of Duke Ellington, and we'd like to feature Mike Wilczynski. Am I doing pretty good with the name? That good, huh? I got one of these. So anyway, Chris, a little room for you, and a little room for Travis Martin on tenor saxophone. This is Duke's Atrium, and again, thank you very much.